going to stay with the Senate this week. The Georgia Senate race finally came to an end, but the recount drags on in Minnesota between Republican incumbent Norm Coleman and Democratic challenger Al Franken. The recount was supposed to wrap up today, but now 130 lost ballots in Minneapolis may push it into next week. Joining us now is Tom Scheck, a reporter at Minnesota Public Radio, for the latest. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys.
So what happened with the lost ballots?
Well, I think it's just another reason why we think this Senate race is never going to end. When they went through and they were recounting all these votes, which they're doing all over the state, and they're almost wrapping up, on Wednesday, they couldn't find the Minneapolis officials couldn't find an envelope in one precinct, and it had 130 missing ballots in it, and basically Al Franken had the 36-vote advantage in that envelope, in that batch of votes. And on Wednesday, they said, you know what, we think what actually happened is some of the ballots got kicked out because there were write-ins through the machine, and the folks reprocessed those ballots, and it was just a double count. So we're not going to count this. Well, the Franken campaign looked at that and said, that doesn't square with the number of voters who signed in at the polling place, and we think you guys made a mistake, and we think these ballots are missing. Well, the elections director went back, took a look at all the numbers, and said, you're right. We can't find these ballots. There's a missing envelope of 130, and so they basically are looking for them, and they can't find them. She thinks that they're in the elections warehouse, this massive elections warehouse in Minneapolis.
She thinks, Tom, and they're going
through it. But, sorry, that's what she says. She thinks they're there. They actually, the Franken campaign is also saying, you know what, go back and look at, actually it's Minnesota, so it's naturally a Lutheran church where the polling place was that night, and take a look there too. That led to another criticism by the Norm Coleman campaign to say that the Al Franken campaign is trying to do a taxpayer-funded investigation of a religious institution. So this is just how heightened the senses are here.
I mean, it's an extraordinary story, an extraordinarily close race. I mean, what's the feeling there in Minnesota? Do people have any faith that this is a credible system?
Yes, they do. I mean, Minnesotans always pride themselves on the fact that, okay, we're running clean elections, everything's going to go fine, but it is a little bit frustrating because earlier in the week in Ramsey County, where St. Paul is based, they found 171 ballots in a voting machine that never got processed. That voting machine broke down. The folks never took the ballots out and reprocessed them. That gave Al Franken a 37-vote advantage. So on Tuesday, Franken picked up 37 votes. On Wednesday, he loses 36 votes. So it's kind of one of those things where everyone's like, what's going on here?
I'm kind of liking it, though. I actually think it's kind of fun. I mean, the idea of somebody's going to have to go into the Lutheran church there and look for an envelope. It's got about 130 ballots in it there, you know, and just bring it out.
Yeah, but the problem with all of this, Tom, is that it's very serious. So the 130 lost ballots, what is the count right now? And then what are the challenges that each side has made to the count? And do you have any sense at all when this is going to be final?
Well, it's going to be final when the canvassing board decides it's final, and that's probably going to be right before Christmas. At this point, they have about 98.88% of the ballots counted. What they're going to be doing is they're going to be finishing up at most of these counties, and they're going to leave that Minneapolis election, that Minneapolis precinct, open while they look for those ballots. At this point, when you take it varies in terms of who's ahead. Everyone kind of thinks Norm Coleman's still ahead, between 205 to 250 votes.
Mm-hmm.
But there are all of these challenges. There's 6,500 challenges.
Wow.
That the canvassing board has to go through. Now, both campaigns said, well, what we're going to do is we're going to start withdrawing those challenges in the week before the canvassing board meets.
So in other words, Tom, you're nowhere close to the end. Tom Scheck, political reporter for Minnesota Public Radio, will be talking to you soon. Thank you.
Got it.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.